Are you a TPT seller feeling overwhelmed by content creation, marketing, and the 87 other things on your to-do list? Look no further, seller friends. The Finishing Framework is here to help. My program teaches a mega batching framework that will help you manage your content marketing system in a way that actually feels manageable. Take control of your workflow today and make the most of your TPT business from all angles with the Finishing Framework. Visit schoolofsellers.com/framework.
Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast, a teacher business show that is short on time but big on action. Full-time, part-time, or just getting started, no matter where you are in your teacher seller journey, there's something here for everyone. Making your online teacher business feel doable every step of the way. Here's your host, Erin Waters.
Hello, my teacher seller friends. Welcome to School of Sellers. I am Erin and I am your host. And today we are talking about a fun topic. And this is something, if you've been listening for the past several months, you've probably already heard me talk about this topic, but it's one of my favorite things. So not only is it worth revisiting, but we're also going to be looking at it through a new lens because the way that I do this has changed over the course of 2020, just like many other things in our life. So I'm talking today about the workcation. And a workcation is a topic that was introduced to me by one of my teacher seller friends about a year ago. Tammy from the Tar Heel State Teacher was telling me about a workcation that she was going on. And I was like, wait a minute, what? A workcation? Like, what are you talking about? And she was like, yeah, it's amazing. I check into an Airbnb and I bring like all this good food and I get tons of work done and I'm not distracted in my own house trying to get work done. And I was like, okay, I need to do this immediately. And I did. So for the last year and a half, I've been scheduling regular workcations, and I'll tell you what they look like here in a moment. But it was an amazing gift that I was giving myself, because if you are somebody who has kids or pets or family members at home, then you know that sometimes working at home can be a distraction. And when I say sometimes, I actually mean most of the time. Because here's the thing, even if I'm at my house by myself, right? Even if my kids are gone, my husband is gone, I'm still distracted, right? There's still things like housework that distract me. And there's something about being in your own house where you're like, oh, there's so many other things I could be doing. So removing yourself from that environment oftentimes lends itself to much higher productivity. And even when I'm at home and my kids are there and my husband is there and he's watching the kids, it's great and he's being super helpful, but I still get pulled in various directions, right? I hear my kids crying or my kid screaming at the top of his lungs. And as a mom, I can't just sit there and listen to that. I need to actually go and help and handle the situation. So especially with kids, there's just so many things that can throw a wrench in our plans to get work done. So that is where the workcation really started to benefit me, because I have two little ones at home and my husband works at home and we are always at home together, which is great 90% of the time. But when I need to get work done, obviously I need to get work done, and that's just not possible. So I started taking these workcations, and what I would do is schedule a hotel for a night or two. And I'm not talking like this fancy ritzy hotel in some swanky area. I would literally schedule a room in the hotel that was like 5 minutes away from our house. And it was great because not only could I have peace and quiet the entire time I was there, but I also knew that I was close enough that if there was an emergency or I was needed at home, it was a simple short drive away and I could still be there for my family. Now, of course, you're hearing the word hotel and you're thinking, all right, Erin, now in the time of COVID amidst this global pandemic, the hotel thing just isn't going to cut it for me. And I'm here to tell you that I know, and I have been really missing my workcation, and it definitely looks a little different now that we are in the midst of 2020. But I have good news for you. Today we are going to revisit the workcation idea, and I'm going to tell you what it looks like now, because it is still possible, guys. You just have to change things around just a little bit. So here's what's not going to change about your workcation. The way you prepare for your workcation what you pack for it, and what you plan on doing is not going to change. All of those things, which are honestly the most important pieces, are not going to change. They're going to stay the same. And here's what I do to prepare for a workcation. This might look different for everybody, but this is how I like to get ready. So I always want to have a plan in place work-wise of what I'm going to get done during a workcation. More often than not, I save up any big projects or batching that I need to get done for my workcation because I know I can be in a super focused frame of mind while I'm away from my house. But that's totally up to you what you decide to work on. It could be anything, honestly. If you just need some time away and some peace and quiet, then just working on a product is great. But like I said, I like to save up my huge big projects for my workcation because it gives me a specific time frame in which to get it done. And it also kind of gives me peace of mind leading up to the workcation that I know I'm going to have this big chunk of time to get this project done. And usually it's a project that's been like hanging over my head for a while, something I've been that's been on my radar that I need to get done. So knowing that I have time coming up to just knock it out in 2 days is a great feeling. Now, in addition to a plan, I also make a list to make sure that I have all of the necessary materials, like all of your technology pieces, all of the gadgets, the cords, the chargers, everything you're going to need in order to get those things done. Because there's nothing worse than getting to your workcation and getting all pumped, ready to work, and realizing like, oh my gosh, I forgot my computer charger at my house. And I'm not kidding when I say that on my last workcation, I even packed my second monitor, my external monitor that I use for working. If it's something that you need to get work done, then pack it. There's nothing too small or too big that you can pack for your workcation. Now, that's the work part of things, but it's still a workcation. So I also strongly recommend packing some things that are going to be fun or different for you on your workcation. Now, I don't know why I started doing this, but every time I would go on a workcation, I would pack a new pair of slipper socks. I would go to like TJ Maxx or somewhere that sells, you know, like those really soft, fuzzy, cozy socks with like the grip things on the bottom. And that just kind of became my workcation tradition. And that's partly because I love those things, but also because hotels are great, but I also kind of get like grossed out, like walking around. I always have to wear shoes or something in hotel rooms. So the slipper socks were a great compromise. So I would pack those. I would pack my comfiest pajamas, and I would also pack some fun snacks and drinks. So sometimes I would stop at the grocery store on the way and pick up like sushi and some of my favorite drinks, maybe a bottle of wine, and just make sure that I was going into the workcation with a solid plan for work, but also a solid plan for myself, whether that's planning on taking a night there and watching a movie and having wine, doing your nails, something that is for you also. Like I remember all of last year when I was going on my workcations, I always made it a point to take a nap while I was there because I don't take naps at home. I want to take naps at home, but I just, like I said, like there's always stuff going on with my kids and everything. So I just, it's not something I typically do. So that's always at the top of my list when I go on a workcation. All right. So let's talk about how COVID basically took this workcation tradition and flipped it upside down, just like it has many other things. And I'm not complaining because this is a very first world problem. I realize this isn't even close to being a problem even. But when right before everything hit Ohio, where I live, I had this amazing workcation planned. I had told my husband, I was like, you know what? Just for once, I'm going to schedule like 4 nights in a super nice hotel downtown because I had a huge project coming up and, you know, we had had a good year with the business and I just kind of wanted to treat myself. And it was my husband's idea, actually, to do this. And he finally was able to convince me. So I was at the point where I was excited. Like I had a really nice hotel room planned in downtown Cleveland. And then literally that week was when our schools started getting shut down and restaurants and bars were getting shut down and I canceled my workcation. So that was a big bummer. And that was also the start of needing to be flexible and change things around based on the current climate. So here's what I have to tell you about today. I'm going to tell you about how I'm still making workcations happen, but just in a different way. Now, like I said before, the overall layout of the workcation doesn't have to change. You can still pack all the same things and plan for all the same things. But obviously, your location and logistics need some tweaking. So I am now taking workcations at my mom's house. My mom still works, so I will go to her house. She lives about an hour away, and I will just call her up, be like, "Mom, I'm coming for the next 2 days." And I know that she'll be at work all day, so I still have the peace and quiet of her condo to work. Of course, it's not a swanky hotel room or even any hotel room. It's not fancy, but it works. And I actually get a ton done at my mom's house. And it's kind of taught me that it's not really the location that matters. It's just carving out the time for yourself in order to get work done and give yourself time to really focus. So that is one option. You can find a family member who lives close by. Even an hour or two away isn't too far, I don't think, to make sure that you still have time and a place to go other than your house in order to get things done. And this works for me because we've continued to see my mom throughout quarantine, and it's a safe place for me to go. I realize this isn't the case for everybody, but I'm super grateful that I can set up shop in my mom's dining room and still get my work done and have that time for myself. And in fact, this has started kind of a trend. We were doing office hours for my finishing framework course the other day. And one of my students, Leanna, was like, I'm coming live from my mom's house. Like, you gave me this great idea to have a workcation at my mom's house. So I'm here, my kids are not here, and I'm gonna get work done, and I'm so excited. And we were just kind of laughing because it's like, you know, we're grown adults and we're retreating to our mom's house. But you know what? That's what moms are for. Moms are amazing people, and they continue to give even beyond our youth, right? So if you are someone who is going to take a workcation at your mom's house, please share on social media. I would love to see it. Now, another option that I realize not everybody has is to have a workcation still at your house and send your kids or your partner away. Maybe you have your in-laws nearby or some other family member where your partner and your kids can go so that you have the house to yourself. It's still not ideal because there's still all of the house stuff that's going to nag at you, and you're going to want to do laundry and, you know, mop the floor and things like that. But at least all of the human distractions will be out of your house at this point. And for us, this usually only works for like a night. My husband is fortunate enough to be able to take our kids to his parents' house 15 minutes away. And again, I realize not everyone is this lucky. We actually moved to this town specifically to be close to our parents, so we are taking full advantage of that. But it is nice still to have at least 24 hours where I know that I have peace and quiet and the ability to focus on a project that I've been wanting to work on. And finally, another alternative is to getting an Airbnb or a cabin, something that you still feel comfortable staying in. I've been avoiding hotels, obviously, but if you can find a house to rent or a cabin to rent, that is also another alternative for your workcation. Just make sure they have Wi-Fi, of course, and make sure it's a place where you feel safe and comfortable. But the bottom line here is that there are still options for your workcations. It doesn't have to be completely ruined because of everything that's gone on this year. The most important pieces to the workcation is your plan for what you want to get done and also your plan to take care of yourself. So location, as I've learned, isn't as big of a factor. So like I said, if you are going to embark on your own workcation, I would love for you to share it with the hashtag workcation on Instagram or tag me on Facebook. I would just love to see how you guys are making this work for yourself and for your business. Alrighty, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I will see you next week.